Welcome to Evolution of Self with me, Britannia, consciousness coach and trainer, advanced Ho'oponopono practitioner and general consciousness explorer. In this podcast, I'm going to cover everything that you will need to know to make the shift from a life of automated survival into one of conscious self-awareness. Join me for an insightful, fun and real program with tools and insights that you can take away and apply directly to your own life. Hello. So this week I want to talk to you about turning a negative into a positive. Now, there are many things that I do not enjoy doing, and I'm sure there are many things that you don't enjoy doing. One of the things that I don't really enjoy doing is doing the washing, the clothes washing. I don't really enjoy doing lots of cleaning. I find any kind of task that's repetitive, that you have to do over and over and over again and you never get to the end of, incredibly unsatisfying. Some people love cleaning and that's absolutely wonderful. For me, it's something I have to make myself do. And what I want to share with you today is how you can change those things that you find yourself resisting into things that you actually enjoy. I realised this when I came over to the UK because I was very fortunate in Botswana. We had people that worked for us that did a lot of the sort of menial tasks, the cleaning and all that kind of thing. But when I came to the UK, that was not the case and I had to do it all myself. And I had two sons who were used to other people doing things for us. So they weren't really that clued up, especially initially, at having to help me and do things themselves. And I could have been very resentful. I could have, when I was doing the clothes washing, which was quite a lot, I could have felt like it was a real chore and it was a real grind. But I decided, and I chose this, and this is why I'm highlighting the fact that I chose it. Because whatever it is that you're resisting and not enjoying in your life, it's a choice to change it if you choose to. And so what I decided was that when I was doing the washing, that instead of just doing the washing and finding it a chore, it was my way of loving my children. That by doing the washing, I was loving them because I was creating a nice home, I was making sure their clothes were nice and looked after, and it was my way of loving them. And so every time I do it, it's no longer the chore that I thought it would be initially when I first started doing it. It's something that gives me joy because it's a way to show that I love someone that I do love. And there are many other funny things, like at work at the moment, one of the jobs is to clean the cutlery. And it's something that a lot of people hate, and I could very easily hate it too. But instead I've chosen to change how I perceive it in my mind, and to do it, and to enjoy it, and to find a moment of peace and calm in an otherwise quite frantic day. And there are many things that you can go through life. If you don't particularly enjoy driving and you drive often to work, you can do things like find podcasts such as this one or nice music or all sorts of things that you can listen to make that drive more enjoyable. You can also choose just to have your quiet peace time to change it around in your mind and find things to like about it rather than things to dislike about it. And that is where the choice is to instead of resisting something and finding things and reasons not to like it, is to change it in your mind and find reasons to like it. Now, I can't do that for you because I don't know you well enough, but you will have to sit there and try and think about it. So take some time to look through the things that you do often in your life, the things that you like the least, and try and either find ways to make it more pleasurable, such as playing music in the car, or ironing. I used to put a program on TV that I really enjoyed while I was doing the ironing, which made the whole thing really pleasurable. Find things that you can change to make whatever it is that you have to do pleasurable. Or if you can't do that, find reasons why it could be pleasurable, such as with me with the washing, the fact that for me now, washing is loving my children. So use your imagination and have some fun with it and turn the things that you dislike into things that you actually really love. If you are interested in finding out more about coaching with me or any of my online courses, then the links, as usual, will be in the show notes below. So much love from me to you, and have a fabulous week. Bye-bye.